news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Michael, now a post-tropical cyclone, headed into the Atlantic Ocean early Friday morning. But the storm, one of the strongest ever to hit the continental U.S., leaves in its wake a trail of death and destruction from the Florida Panhandle to the Mid-Atlantic. 11 deaths have now been blamed on Michael, including 4 dead in Florida, 1 in North Carolina, an 11-year-old girl in Georgia, and 5 in Virginia. 4 were related to people being swept away in floodwaters. The 5th was a firefighter who was killed in a crash along a highway. Almost 1.4 million customers in 7 states are without electricity. Mexico Beach, Florida, is pretty much gone. The coastal town took the brunt of Michael's 155-mile-per-hour winds when it blew ashore Wednesday. Turkey says it has video and audio evidence that missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. CNN has the story.
Tonight, a senior Republican senator tells CNN that he believes the missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead and that Saudi Arabia is likely responsible.
The intel points directly at them and thinking about this in advance. And I think they did it. And I think that he's deceased.
CNN has confirmed that the U.S. has intercepts of Saudi officials discussing a plan to lure Khashoggi back from the U.S. where he lived to Saudi Arabia and detain him there. U.S. officials say Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman would likely have had to approve of such a plan, but cautioned that he may not have known the specifics of the operation. The Saudi government vehemently denies any involvement. Turkish police say they have evidence otherwise. Their assessment is that Khashoggi was allegedly killed at the consulate. The New York Times citing Turkish officials who say his body was cut up into pieces with a bone saw and taken out. Khashoggi himself, his friends tell CNN, long feared what the Saudi government would do to him if he ever returned to his home country.
Inside the Oval Office on Thursday, Donald Trump weighed in.
First, I want to find out what happened, and we're looking. Again, this took place in Turkey. And to the best of our knowledge, Khashoggi is not a United States citizen. Is that right? Or is that right? He's a permanent resident. Okay. We don't like it, John. We don't like it. And we don't like it even a little bit. But as to whether or not we should stop $110 billion from being spent in this country, knowing they have 4 or 5 alternatives, 2 very good alternatives, that would not be acceptable to me. Okay. But we're looking for the answer. And I think probably you'll have an answer sooner than people think.
Despite Trump's insistence that the Saudis are spending $110 billion with the U.S., according to Bruce Rydell of the Brookings Institution, that's fake news. The Washington Post reporting that most of the publicly announced items had been previously announced by the Obama administration, and there appear to be few, if any, signed contracts. Rather, many of the announcements were memorandums of intent. There were 6 specific items adding up to $28 billion, but all had been previously notified to Congress by the Obama administration. After Trump's remarks on Khashoggi, Rydell said the $110 billion figure was, quote, still fake. With less than 4 weeks to go until Election Day, Georgia's Democratic candidate for governor, Stacey Abrams, wants her Republican opponent, Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp, to resign his job. Rachel Maddow explains.
As the sitting Secretary of State in Georgia, Brian Kemp is in charge of elections in that state. He has not stepped down from those responsibilities, even though he himself will be at the top of the ticket in November because he's the Republican Party's candidate for governor. So he's effectively supervising his own election. Based on new reporting from the AP, Brian Kemp's office has put on hold 53,000 applications for voter registrations in his state. So these are people who have tried to register to vote in this year's election in Georgia, but the Secretary of State's office is not letting them do it. These people have submitted their voter registration applications. Secretary of State is holding them and not letting them go through. Of the 53,000 applications, the AP reports that nearly 70% of those applications are from African American voters. The overall population in Georgia is like somewhere between 30 and 35% black. 70% of the applications he's blocking are from black voters. Since the AP first reported on this problem in Georgia, and this is a big problem, tens of thousands of registrations, There's been sort of a growing uproar, not just in that state, but around the country about it. Well, tonight, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights has announced that they've filed a lawsuit against Brian Kemp over those registrations that he and his office are blocking ahead of his own gubernatorial election. Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights seems fairly confident in their prospects of beating Brian Kemp in this lawsuit. They say they have beaten him in the past on this same issue, and they expect to do so again.
Washington State's Supreme Court has ruled that the death penalty is unconstitutional and converted all pending death sentences to life imprisonment. Over the course of 12 months, the U.S. Army discharged more than 500 immigrant enlistees who were recruited across the globe for their language or medical skills and promised a fast track to citizenship in exchange for their service. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.